And we have Rachel on the line from the Weather Service office. How you doing, Rachel?
I'm doing good.
You sound pretty mellow this morning. Is this a Monday mellow for you? Monday?
Yep. Monday and still waking up.
Okay. We all feel that way, I think. So it looks like above average temperatures for the majority of this week we're looking for here in the middle of April.
Yeah, it's going to be a little cooler tomorrow and Wednesday and again on Friday, but 80s today and Thursday, so it looks like it's going to be a pretty good weather week. Maybe some rain Tuesday night and again Friday, but we're not looking at really severe thunderstorms or anything, so that's
good.
Always a good thing.
Good. Moisture without the extracurricular stuff that can cause damage, we're all for that. For sure. What is our normal average high and low this middle of April?
Hold on one second.
I'm going to get you to do your research.
Yeah, you're quizzing me here. So normal high is about mid-60s, low to mid-60s. And the normal low is like the low 30s. So our lows are going to be kind of in the upper 30s to low 40s. So we're going to be above normal for low temperatures as well.
Yeah, it's a theme we're familiar with. It's carried over from the winter for sure. And I think most people are okay with it till they don't want to hear much above average temperatures probably starting in June. I'm guessing they're okay until June that. And we'll see how that plays out. 81 today, 39 tonight, and then a chance of rain enters the picture Tuesday afternoon, looks like. And you said cooling off just a little bit, about 74 on Tuesday. And then our best chance of rain this week looks like will happen Tuesday night into Wednesday. 60% tomorrow night, 50% on Wednesday. What are your models? Are your models showing this is going to be probably a small rain event and not a soaker?
Yeah, it's going to be mainly overnight. And Wednesday does have that 50% chance, but my thinking is going to be it's mainly going to be in the morning.
Okay.
So on Wednesday. So most of Wednesday should be pretty nice after, you know, mid to late morning should start to kind of dry out. So,
Okay.
But and we're not really looking. You could get some maybe embedded thunderstorms, but we're looking at severe weather with that stuff. So
gotcha. Topping out near 69, mostly sunny Wednesday. 39 Wednesday night. 82 sunny on Thursday, and then looks like we have a slight chance of rain, possibly even a few snowflakes falling on Friday afternoon. Pretty good front coming through.
Yeah, it's a pretty good cold front. The snow, to be perfectly honest, is probably going to be confined mainly to the north, kind of like the Pine Ridge area. They could see, you know, up to about an inch of snow, but again, confidence is really low, probably, you know, 10 to 15% confidence in any type of snow really falling.
Right.
Just because we're in such a dry and warm,
been so warm
weather
pattern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and then Friday, you're projecting a high near 59, breezy conditions with that front coming through.
Yep.
Slight chance of rain and snow showers Friday night. And a low around 26. And then what do we look like for the weekend at this point?
Weekend looks like it could be mostly dry. We're looking at, you know, kind of average to maybe a little above average temperatures, maybe mid to upper 60s to mid 70s. So a little cooler than this past weekend, but still should be pretty nice.
Okay. I mean, as far as the spring is concerned, are we still seeing on our models on the spring outlook above average temperatures and below normal or near normal precipitation? What's the latest on that?
Yeah, hold on one second. Let me just pull that up real quick. Let's see. From what I heard From what I heard, that we're still looking at above normal temperatures. And let me double check here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. This computer is like super.
We've all experienced it.
I don't know. It's not loading.
Probably.
From what I heard, that we're still above normal temperatures. Kind of below normal precip. Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting to kind of transition out of the neutral conditions into kind of La Nina. So,
mm-hmm.
So that's kind of ending, and we're kind of going into the El Nino. So we're not really looking at too much changes for the summer, but by next winter we could get maybe a little bit more wetter this winter. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess we'll have to kind of see what happens.
That's most people just kind of live day to day, and it's kind of like, unless the weather's really out of season, they don't really.
Right.
They kind of expect in the spring the variation. It looks like early peak at next week shows warm for the first, much above average for the first half, and then towards the latter half of next week, it looks like we might be getting back to more normal with maybe a better chance of some rain the end of next week. So, opportunity exists there. It's just is not a great opportunity. It looks like our best chance
and
Tuesday into Wednesday. So,
And like I heard on your little broadcast, we do have a fire weather red flag warning going on today. With that precip coming in Tuesday, Wednesday, looks like the next chance maybe of fire weather concerns is going to be Thursday. It's supposed to be sunny, dry, warm, and windy. So, and the fuels are still pretty dry out there. So the little bit of rain that we get Tuesday, Wednesday isn't going to help much. So could be a fire weather concern day on Thursday as well. So.
Mm-hmm. One thing, too, you might explain to the folks, they may be wondering, because I've wondered at times, what is the difference between just a critical fire watch and then a red flag warning being issued? What makes the difference on that?
Yeah, the watch and the warnings are kind of like the severe watches and warnings.
Mm-hmm.
So the watches means just the conditions are right and that we're watching the conditions and making sure. And then that kind of precedes the red flag warning. So it's basically the same thing. It's just kind of like an upgrade. And that means that we're seeing the conditions. This is happening right now. And so we issue the warning. And that's when you're supposed to start taking action and not taking action. Don't be burning. Don't be, causing fires and stuff. So,
Combination of the humidity, low humidity, winds are always a concern too. So when they're like on the watch or the warning you issued today, it says gust up to 40 miles per hour possible, and then the temperatures are the other component on that, as well as the possibility of lightning, which there isn't any with what we expect today.
No, not today.
Is of those three, is humidity the biggest factor, having low humidity to issue a red flag warning?
Yeah. Normally it's the combination of the two. The humidity's got to be around 15%, and winds need to be gusts of about 25 knots, which is about 30 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
But with we've had such a dry winter. We really haven't had any precip. Everything is really crispy out there. So we're looking at we can issue on for either one. Like, we don't have to have both to issue. If it's really dry out there, we really have the low RH. We could issue just for that, or if we have really strong winds, we could issue for that. If it's kind of close with the RH, like we're around 20%, so 15, but we have really strong winds, we could issue for that. So normally we have to have both conditions to issue, but this season's been kind of different. So
that it has. I think we have more red flag warnings issued already this year than a typical whole year. It's
for sure.
just
Yep.
It's crazy, but that's what we are facing this year with the drought over the past several months. Rachel from the National Weather Service has been our guest on Mugs, second half of the Monday show, and we so appreciate you calling in today and visiting about what we have to look forward to, and you have a good week there, okay?
For sure.
All right,
thank
take
you.
Care.
Yep.